It's almost 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night in Bethlehem. After a long and busy day at work, Vera, a 32-year-old Palestinian, arrives at Beit HaShams, in English the House of the Sun, where a laughter workshop is about to start.
I've been here for shiatsu and yoga previously, and I decided to come tonight, although I'm really exhausted because I needed to vent. And the first thing that I told the teacher, I'm not here to laugh, I'm here to try, because it's my first time.
Let's go?
Yes.
In this room, 1,000 people in a circle are releasing the stress with vocal exercises.
Ho.
Ho.
Ha.
Tarek Zboun leads the group. He is a certified laughter well-being trainer. The first one, he says, in Arab countries. His mission, to improve Palestinians' well-being and to boost their self-confidence.
You go now to someone and you say, like, I'm great.
For an hour and a half, participants are trying to put aside their preoccupations. Vera explains that it's not easy when you live in the occupied West Bank, surrounded by a concrete wall and many Israeli checkpoints.
I've met friends here who, in the West Bank, who has never seen the sea, which is, if you go to the top of the mountain, you can see it. And then imagine being late to work and having to wait at the checkpoint or having to answer questions for a teenage soldier asking you very embarrassing question and searching your car. It's super stressful.
Hi, Mataban.
30% of Palestinians suffer from a mental health disorder, from depression to sleep problems. It's 5 to 6 times higher than in France or the UK. And in the West Bank, there's a critical lack of professional resources. The World Health Organization's head of office, Dr. Gerald Rokenshaub, explains that laughter workshops could give Palestinians the tools to cope with their day-to-day anxiety.
If we're talking about serious mental disorders like depression, which is one of the most prominent mental health problems, then I think it needs evidence-based interventions, which is usually a medical treatment that is well established. When it comes to supportive interventions, then certainly those kind of approaches could be of additional help.
We try to stretch with inhale and exhale. You can do it like a cat, you know?
Participants are mostly women, but men come too, like Hisham, a pharmacist from Jerusalem.
For me, it's difficult really to laugh. And I see a lot of people that are laughing and laughing for no reason. I want to start to laugh, because I think laugh is good, and it's absent for me.
Even if it's fake, but gentle, shway, shway. And let's see where it goes.
Tarek, the trainer, never uses jokes or comedy, but laughter techniques such as playing with invisible objects or having a conversation with only sounds and gestures. It helps the participants to evacuate physical and emotional tensions. And then he asks them to start a fake laugh and to let it go. Tarek has noticed that many Palestinians simply don't know how to indulge in laughter.
Because also one of the things that we hear miss in Palestine is like the childhood time, where I was born in the first intifada. I was growing up in the second intifada. I have lost friends and people. I have been 40 days in my home when I was a kid, not allowed to leave. I had no time to play. My game was trying to be a resistance guy, you know. We were not kids. So when we laugh here, we are a little bit going back to be kids and laugh again. So it's really important for the people who comes here. They feel completely energized.
Ha ha ha! Now everybody is lying on yoga mats, their eyes closed, totally relaxed. Suddenly, there are bursts of laughter. Participants say for at least a few minutes they found some inner peace. Sabrina Mir in Bethlehem for RFI.